You are listening to 90.7 WGXC ACRA. In your news today, the Washington Post is reporting U.S. Representative Chris Gibson Tuesday, January 6, participated in the biggest revolt against a speaker nominee in more than 150 years, the last time that many members of the U.S. House of Representatives voted against a major party's nominee was 1860, when Republicans split their votes between two candidates, John Sherman of Ohio and Galusha Grove, Pennsylvania. Gibson, a three-term Republican from Kinderhook, was one of 24 GOP defectors to vote for someone other than John Bonner of Ohio. At least 30 votes against Bonner were needed to prevent him from winning a majority in the first round. Gibson cast his vote for House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. McCarthy replaced the outgoing Eric Cantor, who lost his bid for re-election after being defeated in the 2014 Republican primary. Gibson was McCarthy's only vote. 12 of the dissenters supported Representative Daniel Webster of Florida and the leader for the leadership position. Gibson said Tuesday he will leave Congress at the end of the current term in 2016. He is considering a run for statewide office in 2018. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Coalition Against the Pilgrim Pipeline will hold a public forum on the risks of the proposed pipeline at 3 p.m. January 10th. The forum will take place at the Saugerty Senior Center, located at 207 Market Street. According to organizers, the forum will address the risks communities are faced with by the pipeline, landowner rights, and community opposition throughout New York State. Forum presenters include representatives from Riverkeeper, Citizens for Local Power, Hudson River Clearwater, and Catskill Mountain Keeper. The Pilgrim Pipeline proposal calls for shipping back in crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through a pipeline that would roughly follow the thruway corridor. Refined crude products would be returned to Albany via a parallel line. The governments of several local towns, including Rosendale, New Paltz, Woodstock, and Rhinebeck, have taken formal stands against the Pilgrim proposal. Officials in Rosendale, New Paltz, and the town of Ulster have said they lack sufficient firefighting resources to handle potential emergencies along the pipeline route. Melanie Lakosevic reports in the Greene County News the Coxsackie Athens School District will hold public forums on a proposed elementary reconfiguration 6:30 p.m. Monday, January 12th at the E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens, and on Tuesday, January 13th at the Coxsackie Elementary School. The proposal, similar to one abandoned after 1 year in the Cairo-Durham District, would house kindergarten through second grade at E.J. Arthur in Athens and the third and fourth grades at Coxsackie Elementary in Coxsackie. There is no cost savings projected, but teachers will have more opportunities to work together with their grade level team to plan for students' needs, District Superintendent Randall Squire said. Teachers can share resources, work together to differentiate instruction, and analyze information about student learning to discern patterns across the entire grade. Read the full story in the Greene County News. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory for the greater Capital Region and Mid-Hudson Valley, including western Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties, 5 p.m. Wednesday, January 7th through 10 a.m. Thursday, January 8th. Dangerously low wind chill values as low as 15 to 25 below zero are expected. The combination of cold temperatures and brisk northwesterly winds will combine to create dangerously cold conditions. Without considering the wind, temperatures are expected to fall below zero in many areas overnight. And your local forecast for today: continuing a chance of snow showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 20, wind chill values as low as negative 8, blustery. Winds could gust as high as 38 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, low around zero. Wind chill values as low as minus 19, blustery with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. Your forecast for the next 3 days: Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 19. Wind chill values as low as negative 13. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Increasing clouds, low around 11. Wind chill values as low as minus 3. Friday, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy. High near 30 Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 13. Saturday, mostly sunny. High near 23 Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 14. Your sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m. Sunset today is at 4:40 p.m. The length of the day is 9 hours and 16 minutes. There are a number of public meetings. Today is the first Wednesday of the month. Here at WGXC, we do suggest you call ahead to confirm the time and location. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Cairo Planning Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street, Cairo, 622-3120. Ghent Planning Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Greene County Legislature Health Services, County Resources and Public Safety Committee, 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. Greenport Town Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive, Hudson, 828-4656. Halcott Planning Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Halcott Grange, 254 County Route 3, Halcott Center, 845-254-9920. Lexington Town Board Meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42, Lexington, 986-6303. Livingston Planning Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, County Route 19, Livingston, 851-9441. New Baltimore Zoning Board of Appeals Meeting, 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51, Hanukkah, 756-6671. In Philmont Library Board of Trustees Meeting, 7 p.m. at Library, 101 Main Street, Philmont, 672-5010. The WGXC Outreach Advisory Committee meeting is at 6 p.m. at Catskill Public Library in the Carnegie Room, 1 Franklin Street, Catskill, 697-7400. The WGXC Outreach Advisory Committee helps support the station's outreach efforts, including station events, participation in community events, dissemination of outreach materials, and more. All are welcome to get involved. To learn more, email Cheryl at WGXC.org.